Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on rbnlive.com. It's Republic Radio Broadcasting.org. And also, folks, if you want to, you can call in during my show, 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. I'm Deanne Burley. I'm your host, and welcome one and all. I'm on also Truth Radio from Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of my broadcasts, every last one of them, are now being simulcast through Buenos Aires in South America. And I welcome my friend, my journalist, international journalist friend, Claudia Nelson, to this forum. She's the one that put me on in South America. And, again, we're going to do a lot of wonderful things with Claudia there. And we have some other correspondents we're adding abroad. So the show is going to be carrying a lot more information than you can imagine. Also, folks, too, we need your support here in RBN. I mean directly to the broadcast itself. RBN needs your support. So if you can send in a contribution to RBN, I would please ask you to do so, because, again, if it wasn't for RBN's format and ability, you would not be able to listen to top-of-line programs, stories that are going on, that things that impact on your daily life. We do more here than most of the mainstream press, and you can call in very easily on the lines here, and broadcast covers shortwave and satellite and everything. So we need your support here. Support John Stadtmauer, and please do send some contribution in for this wonderful media. Also, I wanted to say we're going to have a really kind of exciting show tonight, so I would stay on top of this the whole broadcast. The first hour, we're going to be talking to Tony Gosling. He's from London, England, and there's some things going on with the Bilderberg Group. He's done a lot of research and has a lot of information on the Bilderbergs, and we're going to be talking about that here with him. Oh, you are? I don't know why. Let me see. Hold on. I have a little technical difficulty here. That's why the music was on, and we're up again, and I hope the sound quality is better. Is it, Manny? I don't know. Well, we'll try to deal with it. But anyway, tonight we're going to be talking to Tony Gosling in London. The second hour, we're going to be talking about the homeless crisis in the United States. What's going on with people that are homeless? We're going to talk directly to the homeless themselves. Find out where that money is that you basically give to these organizations. What does it do? We're going to find out the nitty-gritty of how it is for people being on the street today. Well, in the third hour, we're going to have an open forum. We're going to talk about some of the things that I've been working on, one of which is Scholars for Integrity, and also the work we're working on currently in regards to the issue of the missing veterans from various wars on Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back after this break. Deanne Burley, we will return.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You need to know. We're going to be talking about some of those things right now. We're trying to get our guest on. One of the things is the gas price is outrageous. $4.09 today in Chicago. It went down a dime that couple of days ago. I had made a big announcement that called up NBC and studios down here and talked to the news media and asked them if the gas prices were going up out here due to the fact that we were bringing the Olympics in. I felt very strongly that it seemed as though when the Olympic was mentioned here to come to the United States, all of a sudden the gas prices started growing in proportion to the amount of money it seems that they need to solidify having the Olympics here in the United States. So is it the gas prices going up because we're going to have the Olympics here and they're trying to get enough money to basically show the Olympics? Olympic Committee that we are the place that they need to choose? And I mean the United States itself. That's what they're looking at, if they should have it here in the United States or somewhere abroad. So, you know, all of a sudden gas prices went up 20 cents in less than a day. Some places reported in Chicago 29. Our prices are higher than anywhere else in the nation, and that's why I kind of purported that, because Chicago, Illinois prices are higher than anywhere else in the nation, and since we're the ones that are touting to try to get the Olympics here, and we were trying to get additional monies to, you know, put together. Is it possible that they decided to include extra money into the fuel price, which is wholesaled from the counties, DuPage, Cook counties are, you know, wholesaling the gas to the pump. So you're paying over maybe $1, $2 now at the pump in taxes, which is like almost over 150% or more of the price of gas, that, you know, the cost of price of gas. And that is, you know, it's thievery. I would say it's totally thievery. So if you're okay with that, you know, I want to know why. Just call in. Because I think we need to call up these British Petroleum and Chevrons and make a statement about we're not going to buy this gas. We're not doing this anymore. And we need to call the county officials. Now, they did pass a law stating that if there is found to be gas gouging at any of the gas stations, it's going to be up to 2 years fine for those that are doing it. But then if that is the case, why is the gas price today going back up again? It makes no sense whatsoever. No sense. Can you imagine 2 gallons of gas costing you $10? 2 gallons of gas, $10. And are you okay with that? So, you know, I'm going to bring John up. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good here. They haven't raised the price of gas on us as quite as bad as they have in you out there, but it's beyond measure to being able to pay for anything. Parts on just equipment stuff have all doubled because their costs have doubled as far as oil touches everything. And so, you know, we couldn't pay our bills before. We surely can't pay them now.
Yeah, it's like they don't really care. I mean, they do not care. And, you know, I had a situation out here, too. I was talking to some of these individuals, you know, about not only the gas price, but the corruption that's going on throughout these different counties. I happened to have a conversation with ex-sheriffs and police officers and other deputy clerks similar to me, and they were, you know, talking about, complaining about the, you know, corruption from inside, you know, coming out. And folks, I mean, these are people that are working in these environments, and they have fed up. So isn't it about time that you get fed up, too, and want to have these things cleaned up? You know, we had a situation in Chicago, two of them, where police officers, you know, had beaten this woman in a bar. We had another, a couple police officers beat some guy that was with some other executives in a bar, you know. And then, I mean, it's going on, and we have a serial rapist out in Bloomingdale, Illinois, that's a police officer from 2002 to 2004. They're claiming that he was a rapist and was raping women in that area. And, you know, and the thing is, how much of this are we going to take? How much of this are we going to stand for until we wake up? John, you want to say something on that? What is your feeling?
Well, the thing about it is it's like in your things, they're compartmentalizing us. A small issue that I learned today, you take like the income tax. We don't have a law that says we have income tax, and people are nervous about saying, oh, well, how is the federal government going to manipulate or operate if it doesn't have taxes? Well, the federal tax on a gallon of fuel in my area is over half the price of the gas. On 5 gallons, it was $14.78, and $8 was tax. Now, do we really need more tax on top of that, of income tax or whatever else? And they just keep adding other taxes on roadways, on you name it, they've got it. And the numbers that I'm hearing is 3 to 4 times the amount of money they really need to operate on. Where 56% of the budget of the federal government is unnecessary because they're uncharted operations that aren't properly been applied for by Congress. They've just all of a sudden ballooned up, and someone says, yeah, we'll pay for them, and federal government's paying for them when they haven't been appropriately approved to be a function of the government. The feds do not have anything with the Department of Education. That's the state's job. So what are they doing there? Get them out of there. Shut that department down. And, you know, we can go on and on and on, but bottom line is, when they tell you that you haven't met the law, I think we're lost. Deanne here, maybe?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Just go on talking. I'll be right back because I'm trying to
okay.
Take care of different
If we don't meet the law, then we have a situation to where they say you haven't met the law and your argument is frivolous, but the truth of the matter is the IRS doesn't have the law on their side. They have, like, regulations, but they don't have laws. And so as they say, well, you've got to follow the law, they're lying. And it's just a point of starting to educate yourself what's going on there. One website I'm just pulling up here is truthattack.org, and start reading and become a partner in the attack against the IRS, because they're attacking you. They're putting your family down. They're putting this country down. The 9/11 situation was an attack by our own government on ourselves. The Patriot Act, which was illegally passed, says anybody financing a terrorist is a criminal. Well, the regime right now is attacking us. They're violating our Constitution. They're enforcing the WTO laws and the Agenda 21 laws. We need to stop this action of color of law, of just giving any law they want to give. When President Bush went to Waco and went to Mexico in 2005 and 2006 to set up this prosperity and I'm not sure, I want to say anti-terrorist bill. He did it without the approval of Congress. He can't do that. He's done it. We're following it. So he's put this wall up in our mind. I've done it. So you follow me. No. We take that wall down. No. You stop. You've overstepped your boundaries of being able to do what you're doing. In fact, if you're following the WTO laws, the WTO in Japan, they had a meeting on Afghanistan. If President Bush and his regime were guilty of you know, crimes against humanity, and they found him guilty. They just had another private meeting in the Indonesia and found him guilty for doing crimes against humanity in Iraq. And, you know, I don't need somebody else telling me that shooting off DU and that over 500,000 of our vets are sick when only 7,000 were injured to know that I got to have someone tell me, oh, he's guilty of crimes against humanity. Our entire government is guilty of crimes against humanity. When they vote on, when the Senate voted on the SSI bill to pay the illegal immigrants Social Security as an attack on our government. 5 years ago, they built the Social Security office in Mexico City, Mexico. This is all smoke and mirrors. It's just a facade that we're falling right into the game of it, and we need to stop it. We need to act on bringing back virtue and truth and common sense. Now think about it. A tractor trailer, it's 6 to 8 miles a gallon with 80,000 pounds. Get your math out, put a pencil down, and get a pad out, and figure that out. Now, your pickup truck weighs, say, 5,000 pounds. Your car weighs 3,000 pounds. Now, they're getting 6 miles on the low. They're getting 8 miles on the high. Figure out what that is per pound and what your car should get for mileage per pound. You'll find out that the science running them tractor trailers, if it ran your car, you'd be doing much, much better. Like a pickup would be getting 75 miles a gallon on fuel. We don't need this 10 miles a gallon. It's killing our trees. It's killing us, along with a pile of other things. We need to take a look. We need to take action. We need to start asking the questions and stop accepting the lies of high gas and low gas mileage. And so anyhow, I hear the music. We're up for a break. It'll be a couple minutes. We'll be back. It's the Deanne Braley Show on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And this is John, hosting the Deanne Burley Show on republicbroadcasting.org. That last commercial you just heard on the salt lamps and whatnot, I do have a salt lamp in my cellar, and I have basically I have a fairly dry cellar, but in the springtime we may have a flooding situation, and if it does, I have a dam situation for two or three weeks.
Well, so
I put in a salt lamp, and the salt lamp tends to take out the molds and the mildews, and it's quite pleasant, to be honest with you. Works really well. And I hear Deanne's back, so.
Yeah, hey, I'm back. We were having problems getting Tony Gossing in London, and that's why I was gone for a while. But the thing that you're, you know, reporting here is, again, you know, we look at criminalization. And criminalization is, it seems to, it is a dollar amount of criminalization. How much you make a year, you know, who they criminalize and who they don't. I would say right now it's moving up to the bracket of anybody that has any money above $50,000 a year, anybody below that is criminalized. And that, and the reason I'm saying that is, like John was saying earlier, I was, you know, listening, and, you know, you have a thing where, you know, the President of the United States has passed all these laws, and he is in violation of some of the laws. You have people in other countries that have, admitted through going through a number of documents and evidence and statements of people that have war crimes and, that these war crimes were committed by, people that were, under the orders from the White House. So, if this is alleged and this is supposed to be true, is there not supposed to be a law measure on that? It seems not. If there's a situation that you are in a situation, like for instance, in DuPage County, they had something just recently, John. There was, a lot of people getting arrested out here for DUIs and, driving while
you've got the music coming, Dean. You're about to get shut off.
Oh, okay. That's something in the background, so don't worry about that. But the thing is that. The thing that's happening right now is there's certain levels that people are criminalized and other levels that they're not. And as I said, in DuPage County, there's DUI laws, and the DUI laws are that if you're driving while drunk, you're supposed to go and be locked up if it's your alcohol levels is beyond some 0.08%. Now, May 11th, there was a situation in the court system where there was a bomb threat in DuPage County. So the people at the county had to evacuate, and the assistant to the state's attorney and his aide left, and they went to Target, and they went to a Petco or something like that, and then they ended up deciding to go to the bar because there was nothing else to do. So a number of other prosecutors ended up in a bar in Oak Brook, Illinois, and they sat there, and they were drinking and eating. And anyway, this one person that was there had a little bit too much to drink. And she ended up getting in their car, and she drove into on the road to Whitfield, which is in Wheaton, and she somehow lost control of the car, ran into the side mirror of the car in the adjacent the adjacent lane, and then she. Sped off and lost control of the car, ran into another car in a different lane, and the car that she was in flipped over a couple of times, and then she died, and the people in the car she hit, they were severely injured. Now, this woman was in a prosecutor's car assigned to DuPage County, and she was also, found to have 0.25% alcohol in their bloodstream. Now, the ironic thing is that these people were both in charge and involved with the DUI program in DuPage County. So they are walking around and they prosecute and criminalize people for drinking and driving. But should that same law apply? I know the woman, it's bad and sad that she had died. But shouldn't that same law apply to the people that are prosecutors? Should it not apply to the, prosecutors and other people in regards to driving when drunk? So the thing is that, what is going on? What exactly is going on here? Why is it being allowed that the law is with some people and law is not with others? I mean, even if you're a prosecutor or you're a judge or a lawyer, or if you are, somebody high up in the, political system, the law doesn't apply to you. It only applies to certain people. So the people that usually, get attached to drunk driving, and indeed it's a horrible situation, they get huge amounts of fines. They can't drive to work. They can't do this and that and the other. But in this particular case, what has happened is one woman lost her life because she was, drinking while driving drunk. And then, the other thing, too, is that the person that was in charge of her was at the bar. He paid the cab for the food and the drink. So is that right? Do you think it's right that there should have been a little bit more done on that end of, prosecuting this situation? Or do you think that certain people should be excluded from driving while drunk? Give me a call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With the N on RBN live. Callers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And again, the whole point I'm trying to make here is, as a former deputy clerk of a circuit court, I had talked to other people in law enforcement, retired and not, I wanted to know if you feel that once you have elected somebody into office, whether it's a situation of politician or if they appoint somebody into a justice position, or if someone hires or you go into a position and a job as a police officer or a state prosecutor or whatever, do you become beyond the law? Should the law apply to those people too, or just to us? Now, again, like I said, this woman did lose her life, but again, you know, 0.25 alcohol level is very high when it's supposed to be 0.08. Now, the issue, again, is that these people were working in the program dealing with DU, you know, the driving while drunk, right, under influence alcohol. Now, you know, again, the circumstances now is that the assistant top prosecutor to Joe Paquett in DuPage County, he decided to resign, and he's going to another law firm. There was no reprimanding him because, you know, though he paid the bar tab and he paid the food tab, he felt that, you know, he didn't do right. But again, is that not a situation where you are involved in a allowing of somebody that is drunk to go out and drive? Nobody took the keys away from her. Nobody said for her not to, you know, continue to drive. They let her on the road. So is that exempt, or is that something that you think needs to be investigated as well and prosecuted? John, what do you feel about that?
Well, number one, it was a company vehicle of the county system. It's not his option to say, well, I resign, I'm going to another law firm. That may be not his option, but something that he'd have to do in the end result. But right now it's an open, basically vehicular manslaughter case, and he has to be tried. That's all there is to it. I mean, now you'll have to go and get the specifics of the accident and all that. But since he paid the bar tab and basically was responsible for feeding the booze, if you get an alcohol license, a federal ID license for selling alcohol, part of that license is that your management and your people attending bar are responsible for someone being intoxicated. And if he's the one feeding the booze and that kind of thing, there's a point of responsibility on his shoes. And it's not his option to say, well, I quit and I'm going to go to another law firm. He has to sit through a trial by judge or by jury and say you've got a prosecution here of DWI manslaughter.
But see, this is the whole thing. It doesn't happen that way. And then there's been cases where people have done worse things, and they hide them. You know, they let them stay in jobs, and they hide them, and they cover up, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, just like I told you, this is on the heels of having a situation out here that they, you know, have a police officer locked up for a serial rapist. A police officer. They caught him in the act, and they arrested him for being a serial rapist going from 2002 to 2004. And again, you know, he's being prosecuted, but then it's also right now a situation they're talking about almost like $50 million missing out of county budget for fraud and misuse and mishandling. Again, you know, all these things happen. And then, folks, you know, all this money that they mishandle and fraud that happens and stuff, do you ever hear any of these people paying this money back? John, have you heard any of this money ever going back and, you know, being returned or anything, you know, when they even overstate invoices or if they, you know, misappropriate money or they found out to do a fraud? Do they return this money back? What happens, you know, with the money?
It's funny you say something about that today because I was at a rally today. I went for an hour to protest the war. And I told the gentleman that, you know, when Enron went bankrupt there, that they never sold the building and whatnot, and that I think the CIA's got the building now. Here's a situation where Enron manipulated high prices of energy. They had blackouts. They probably even created some deaths by doing the blackouts, because in hospitals and stuff, when they have a blackout, you know, some people die from respiration problems, that kind of thing. When it got said and done, they caught the perpetrators. Arthur Anderson, the auditing accounting firm, only got fined $500,000 for, you know, letting this all happen. When it gets said and done, if you have anybody else being bankrupt, being shut down on, would lose their entire property and holdings, except an individual might be able to maintain his house or something. But this being a corporation, the thing would have been closed. The main building, which is a huge skyscraper structure, is being run by the CIA, I believe. And, again, not sold. And, again, it's this manipulative powers to be of who has the power to be. It's like my court case. I found out that the oil companies touch DeLaval milk equipment. As I'm trying to request payment for the damage to my farm from the milk equipment destroying my cows, the oil companies have a handle on controlling what is said everywhere. It's like you can't buy a car that has high gas mileage because the oil companies control the cars to have low gas mileage. And if the car dealer has the patent to make it have high gas mileage, he's not using it because his boss is the oil company. They don't want to have someone buy a car, even if they don't, it gets high gas mileage, because it's not what they want to do. The investors of who owns everything want us to have no gas mileage. They want us to pollute the earth. It's just what is. And we can put this wall up in our mind and accept it and not challenge it. But as we talk about it now, we're asking for results of if they have the scientific method of having 80,000 pounds in a tractor trailer get 6 miles a gallon, then my pickup truck ought to get 70 miles a gallon. It's the same science.
Well, you would think, you know, and then, like, you know, I told you, you know, I was, like, price startled in Chicago, you know, looking at $4.09. I mean, equate $10 to 2 gallons of gas. $10, two gallons of gas. That's ridiculous. And then, like I said, the percentage of tax. It's beyond. And then when people were asked in the city, what are they going to do about the tax, they said they're not going to do nothing. You know, you have to accept whatever they tell you and what they decide to do. And then why this is going on, by the way, folks, you know, the gas went down. I complained at one of the stations, as I mentioned before, went down at least 10 cents and then went back up 20 cents tonight. So the thing is, what they're doing is they're manipulating the stock market and the options market in this. I would say, you know what, maybe everybody out here needs to buy into the options market, because if you do that, if you flood the options market, then the thing is, they're not going to make as much money. More of us are getting the options market and getting into a situation with the fuel. Then if they bounce the money around, you're going to make money too. Because if it goes up, it goes down a dime or a penny. They make a heck of a lot of money out of that.
Well, they're manipulating things to control everybody. It's just a matter of they've got the money. If you go back to the Community for Economic Development plans, they don't want the farmer. They're shutting the farmer down and moving them to the community. They've just forced us to buy buses. The federal government got the townships to sign on the bus deal to where they'll buy buses for the townships. And so everybody owns a bus system now, if they need it or not. And they're basically making it so the individual can't afford his car, can't afford gas, and will have to ride the bus. It's the CED or the Agenda 21 criteria. Let's see, the dog agrees. Are you there, Deanne? Well, anyhow.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm still here. But you know what they're doing with gas prices out here?
What's that?
Gas prices out here, because they're going so high, they're now saying that they're going to go $4 for getting on the bus, $4 to $5 for a trip, a two-way trip on the bus.
Oh, if, six-day work week would be what?
6 day, if you
$25,
right, for getting on the bus, and then you add that up to how much people have to pay. So say you have to drive your car to a train depot, okay, and park your car. You're going to have to pay about $20 to park your car, $25 or $30 in Chicago. Then if you take a bus from there somewhere else, you're going to have to pay $4. One way and another $4 the other way, because they're saying they can't afford to run with this charges of high levels of fuel. And then also the CTA people are mad because of something that happened with their pensions. Now, see, the whole thing is, again, CTA is the Chicago Transit Authority. And, you know, you got people out here that are poor, they have nothing. You have people out here that have a little bit of money, they're making about $20,000 a year. Now, you equate taking $25 out for transportation, and I think if you actually equate it, it's going to be a lot more than $25 for the whole week. It's going to come out to a lot more money because, again, you know, we're talking two trips in the morning. If they had to come back two trips in the evening, that's $50 a day, you know, $50 maybe or more a week for just trying to get on a regular bus, highest in the country. Gas prices, highest in the country, $4.09 in the city of Chicago for gasoline, most of it taxed. Then you have the situation of high amounts of charges for getting on the tollway. They're charging $1.80, whatever, to get on the tollway. And they have shortened the length of time from, you know, where you get on and where you get off. And they get more and more money off the toll rates. Now, what are you getting for this? Nothing. Is there better education out there? No. Is there a better situation with the roads? No. Is the transportation, you know, looking better, working better? No, not really. Now, your car, is it running more smoother with them giving you and charging you $4 a gallon for gas? Are you getting something special in the gas tank to help your car, you know, run longer? No. Nothing. You get nothing for nothing. Then let me tell you what they did in one gas station I went to. $4.09 for gas. And then there was a sign that if you wanted an attendant to put the gas in, they were going to give you a $10 charge for doing that service for you. So if they came in and put gas in your car, you got to pay the gas attendant $10 to put gas in your car, over and above the $4.09.
Wow. Well, the thing about, like, the buses getting big money, they're probably paying more for their buses. I know I'm paying more for parts, but again, they're on state bid, so state bid gets a lot cheaper. And again, the price of fuel to the state bid in New York State is like $1.13. They're not paying that $4 like you and I are paying. It's just not happening. And so, but they're gouging you. It's just like when you buy a car that's a high gas mileage, one of these, I forget what they call them. They're just high gas mileage cars. They give you a rebate, and it's because the car gets 40 miles a gallon. They figure it out for 100,000 miles over the 20 miles a gallon. And when it gets said and done, they add the difference in the price of fuel to the price of the car. So you pay for that fuel difference of cost to run that car for 100,000 miles. You paid up front in purchasing the car because the dealer's already got it figured. You're going to save that amount of money, and because he saved it for you through high gas mileage, he wants it for the cost of the car. And it's just this balloon effect of keep robbing you and keep robbing you and keep robbing you, and there's no place to save from.
And then the other thing, John, they're doing, too, on the heels of all these scandals and things that are going on out here in Illinois, now they announced they're putting land-based casinos in.
In Illinois?
Yeah, land-based casinos. They approved four of them. So, you know, you're looking at all this stuff, and it's kind of like, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's kind of like, you know, we'll steal and rob, and we'll give you nothing back. We'll give you nothing back. That's exactly what they do. They're robbing from us. We are taxed to death. We have to pay taxes on taxes. I mean, you go to the grocery store, you're taxed. You're taxed two or three times for other items you purchase. You know, people out here smoking cigarettes. If you smoke cigarettes, take your car out, have to pay daycare, have to pay rent, have to buy food, you're in a debt situation by the time you get a check. You're in debt as soon as you get your paycheck. You're already in debt, probably a whole nother paycheck. The way you become an indentured serf. You don't have money. You have nothing other than you're just working to pay off debt that is accumulating because of the high amount of taxes charged to you. This is just like what happened in the sheriff of Nottingham with Robin Hood. I mean, this is ridiculous. And people, you need to look at this. Get a pen out. Add this up. It equates to huge amounts of money. You're paying for this, and you're not getting anything. And then, plus, you don't even get any service. Nobody's giving anybody any service like they used to anymore.
Oof. That's the truth, too. You know, it was kind of funny. The other day, I pulled in a gas station, and there was a kid that was filling up the gas pumps. But he had earrings in his ears and his lips and his eyebrow and had a Mohican haircut. And I'm like, nice enough kid. I got to talk to him about free energy and stuff. But it just was unusual to have someone wait on you. And then because it was unusual to begin with, then it was in kind of a cliquey town of where there's like Cooperstown. They have the Hall of Fame. It's like a tourist town. I expected somebody that was waiting on you to be kind of groomed up a little bit, and here comes this derelict that kind of came out. And nice enough kid, like I say, but boy, his presentation was pretty rough. But the price of gas was another 3 cents a gallon over what the neighboring deal was, but the neighbors were closed at the time I was coming through, so I had to pay that difference in price. But when it gets said and done, you know, there's only so much you can do, and they're getting you down where you can't pay the bills. They've got just more going out than what's coming in. They're not up in your pay scale. The only place you see where the pay scale is if you're working like a state job or a federal job, then you've got to get to pay this big bucks. But like in our community, you have local state workers that maintain the road and do repairs, but they're not doing the building of the road, and that's different. And I don't know why that's different. They work on the same road. They do the same thing. They just don't do it in as big a scale, but they get paid like, you know, $25,000 a year as a salary, where the other guy that's a flagman and stuff on those big jobs, he gets paid like $30 an hour. And the state bid jobs are just, everybody has to get paid the big bucks up to $55 an hour. And so why the difference? Why is one job more important than the other job? And they're both state workers, and there's, you know, I don't understand all the functions of it. It's kind of crazy. So I don't know. But as it is, the I hear the music coming here. We'll be right back. This is the Dan Burley Show on Truth Radio. John, you're hosting you. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And this is Deanne. If you want to call me direct, that's 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. You reach me at that number after 7 p.m. If you call me during the day, it's 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. And for this broadcast, we want our callers to call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Again, folks, you have thievery in different states where there's a huge amount of money that seems to be missing from budgets, monies that is not found in regards to, things that are being misappropriated by county officials, city officials and things. None of this money is ever paid back, and these people move up to other jobs. They're not put down. They're not, removed from their office. They just stay. Then you have situations where you got people out there that are, involved with jobs. They're supposed to be watching for criminal activity, like, for instance, in the cases we're talking about, DUI, and, they're driving while they're drunk. And, again, is that part of their job that, they are supposed to uphold the laws, is the same law that we have, or are they supposed to be able to do whatever when you get that position? Then you have people out here making $25,000 a year, and they're dirt poor. I mean, dirt poor. You make $25,000 a year, and this guy's got a couple kids and a wife trying to take care of him, and his rent is about $800 a month, and, he has to pay transportation costs and child care, wife works, and all this stuff. When it's all said and done, they don't have any money left. That's a new working class poor. John, what do you think of? And what is the other level going to do? The guys out there don't have nothing.
Well, right now what they're doing is they're criminalizing you. They've taken in, for instance, zoning boards. All of a sudden it's real important that we get zoning. Got to be zoned or you're not part of the township of what's going on in today's world. And so the feds have gone through and all the states are having this zoning meetings and finding out what they can do. And they're getting all the townspeople together to crucify you, basically. And one example we had here last week was one woman was she was a town board member, and she was saying, "Well, we've got a vet in town. Do they have any exemptions?" And because he runs a real messy place. Well, bottom line is the vets, most of them are sick from the Gulf War era. Number two, they get $500 a month for full disability. And I asked, I said, "Can you live on $500 a month?" And they basically said no. And I said, then how do you expect him to just keep everything clean and picked up the way you want him to? And I also made the issue of the U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, which legalizes the chemtrails and legalizes the poisoning of the American citizens. And who's responsible for that when they destroy our house with the weather and whatnot, and no one gives you any money and whatnot, but yet you're coming in and you're telling us that we're going to. And we can go on and on and on, but here they are again. It's like instead of putting a monitor on your car so that you can't speed, when it's 55, it'll allow you to go 55. If not, it shuts you down. They're going to take a picture of you and give you a ticket and criminalize you and raise your insurance. And eventually it's like your fault for you for not being able to pay your bills, when the truth of the matter is it's a compartmentalization of shutdown. So I hear the music coming again, and we'll be right back. It's the Dan Braley Show on Truth Radio, or on RBN.org.